Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Leviticus 13, and we have the testing for leprosy. This is an unusual reading for us, isn't it, as we take a look at this chapter. What I'd like to remind us of is the setting here. Let's think about this for a moment. God's people, a large horde of them had escaped Egypt and were now in the desert. They've been in the desert for, a year or so. They're setting up the tabernacle. God has given the law through Moses. And here we are, a band of, kind of natives at this point. Israelites living in tents in a desert with no governmental authority. I mean, they are really a theocracy, meaning they are living under God's law and priestly order through Moses and the Levitical priests. There's no other governance. There's no other country. There's no other police. There's no hospitals. There's no running water. Everything is so drastically different than what we live in today. Now, I mean, if you've, just in living life, have learned about people who live in tight quarters or who are living in camps like this, disease can readily spread amongst people. And the number one thing I see in this vastly different society than what we live in today is God's care for the people, and that He is not wanting something to run rampant and have infection spread among them. So through God and through Moses, they're getting these laws to protect the people from, what a shame it would be, wouldn't it, to have God's people escape Egypt and be out in the desert and then for everyone to get infected with some kind of, mass infection among the people. So God created laws in order to protect the people. So that makes a lot of sense to me. And that's really what this chapter is about. I think something else that really struck me today is just the authority and responsibility of the priests, and just how different not living in a theocracy today. We have a guy like me who preaches the word of God and who pastors. With a group of elders, you have some authority in the church, but really, it's nothing similar to this at all. I mean, we don't run the laws of the land. We don't govern the laws of the land. And, frankly, if people don't like what's going on at a specific church, they just get up and leave and go to a different one. So, I mean, it's so different in this is just, they're the whole thing. I mean, this is Israel. There's nowhere to go if you want to be part of Israel. I mean, you'd have to leave your family, your country, your God, essentially, if you wanted to go do something else. So they're stuck with each other. And the ones that are in charge are Moses and the priests. So they're not only the spiritual leaders, but this is the only governance there is in the theocracy right now. And what a responsibility the priests had, not only right teaching the law and handling the tabernacle and the sacrificial system, but they are, being the medical workers, so to speak, or at least medical inspectors. I don't know what, how much medicine they actually even had in that day. Obviously, it was nothing like today. But what an immense responsibility they had. So they had a lot more power and authority, but they also had an enormous amount of responsibility. This was so different even in Jesus's day. I mean, by the time that Jesus was living and we began to get the church, the church isn't in government and isn't in control of the land. The Jews weren't even in control of the temple anymore. So it became much more of a spiritual leadership than it was a theocracy, because they were not in control. But when God was in control and He had His priests in charge here, and they governed what was going on with the spread of disease. And, I'm thankful for God's care for the people, so that, his people could have the destiny that he had planned for them when they escaped Egypt, and that they wouldn't die out in this season in the desert. So as you read this, I think it's important to understand the vastly different culture that was taking place then versus what is now. And since this is all part of our biblical history, we need to understand the situation that they were in then and why things were written the way they were written to protect the people. And, you know, I think part of us, we can praise God for the new era we live in now in many ways, in the sense that, you know, I'm glad that I'm not in charge of infectious disease. I can tell you that. I'm also glad for running water and hospitals and doctors and, you know, everything else. But sadly, in the culture we live in today, it's harder for the Church of God to have influence over the culture because we're not in charge of the culture. Now, that doesn't mean that we should resign ourselves to not have authority or influence over what's going on around us. May we lift up biblical and godly principles in the community around us and turn people to Jesus. But it's definitely a different government and culture today. But nonetheless, the fight is the same. May we represent God and his holy word. And may we understand the New Testament lens that we need to put over even passages like this, because we live in a vastly different time. Jesus even lived in a vastly different time than what was taking place here in Leviticus 13. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us from the spread of disease. God bless you all.